Welcome back to another Entertainment Banter this evening. My name is Joel.
And I'm Matt.
Oh, he beat me to it. So today we're going to do something different. Today
we're going to be entertaining? Is that what
we're going to be entertaining? Because I really do want to talk about entertainment as a whole. Now, we're here to talk, we're Entertainment Banter, right?
Are we talking about, like, back in the day when gladiators fought lions and shit?
Dude, we can go back that far if we want, but I'm talking about just entertainment. What defines entertainment? What people always talk about, oh, I'm in the business, or I work for entertainment. What defines entertainment?
Are we going to base it off success? Like, they actually publish stuff with their writers, or made movies if they directors, or producers, that kind of thing? Or are you going to dump it down to, like, high school, you know, theater or something?
I mean, what defines entertainment? When I'm like, I mean, pornography is entertainment, right?
Anything's a form of entertainment. You could friggin' grab a paper cup and just, like, I don't know, shit in it. You know, that'd be a form of entertainment if you're happy about it.
Well, I guess you would say entertainment's subjective then, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm rolling with this. This is entertaining just listening to you talk about entertainment.
I was driving home and I was just thinking about it that... people go to car races. This is what really got me on.
Yes.
I am in the cars.
Oh,
besides talking about bullshit with you.
Alright.
So I'm driving home, and I'm thinking I want to go to the track, and I want to go drive my car. But then I thought, that's entertainment, but would that be something we talk about at Entertainment Banter, since we already focus so much on the movie industry?
Well,
so much
focus on movies and stuff. We're whores for movies, but
we
know,
are. We're
whores
for movies and video games and shit.
Yeah,
and
there's the Indy 500. There's NASCAR. I mean, of course, people love.
Would
that
be considered part of the biz? When people say the biz, would you consider that part of the biz?
It's definitely a form of entertainment. Absolutely. I mean,
of course, they make their money's based off entertainment. They wouldn't have.
Well, I think
sports would be a form of entertainment. I mean,
absolutely. Well, just like anything with entertainment, the goal, honestly, is to make money and to make reoccurring money. So sports is a really easy way to do that in a form of entertainment because, yeah, you got the players and they get paid, you know, those ridiculous salaries. But really what it boils down to is every time someone goes to a Lids store, buys a new hat or a new jersey or something, that's where the real money is made. The posters that are sold at Walmart for $3.99 and Michael Jordan or whatever the hell character they want to have on their walls. I mean, that's the whole point of the sport. Yeah, people watch it and sell tickets for hot dogs and they get ticket sales, but really, it's the merchandise that follows it way, way after the fact.
Ticket sales can be a big part of it, too.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah, that's a big part of anything. Concerts, live concerts, and all that jazz, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say, music is the one that really matters, ticket sales, and obviously CDs and stuff, but I think their tickets really matter. Like, that's the only way they can really promote themselves as an individual artist. Teams are a little bit easier because the owners are all about making sure their teams survive, and NASCAR, same thing. Movies and TV shows, that's the hard part because that's why we're always rebuying stuff. That's why the technology is always changing. It's not because we need it. We don't need Blu-ray, Green Ray, you know,
Space
Ray.
There's no Green Ray, foo.
Yeah, not yet.
Gonna go Digital Ray.
Yeah, Digital Ray. But the point is, they keep making us buy the same damn movie. First it was, you know, VHS, or, you know, then it's,
yeah,
you know,
first
DVD,
it was Star Wars A New Hope, and now it's Star Wars The Force Awakening. It's the same damn movie.
Okay. You're changing the subject.
No, I'm not. It's still part of
entertainment. You're trying to get under my skin. It's not going to work. Listen, I'm talking about, you brought it up, so I'm just saying, with movies and TV, the only way they can keep making money is if they, you know, there's no such thing as, you know, like the rerun kind of thing anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's all instant watching through Netflix or some real basic channels. We'll play the same show 1,000 times. And that's a form of commercialism. That's not really entertainment anymore, just to keep that channel going. So, I don't know, man. It's interesting. But sports, yeah. Driving cars, absolutely. I think it's a form of entertainment. It's entertaining for the driver, too. You got to talk about that aspect. Not just watching it, but what the person feels like when they're doing it. And you do that, so how does it feel?
Well, let me ask you something then. Since now we're in this realm of asking about what they're doing. So, we go to work, right? Yeah. We do a desk job. Well, you and I don't do desk jobs, but no. We still clock in and we clock out, or you don't clock in. Matt's homeless now.
Matt
doesn't work anymore because he outsmarted the system. He's off the grid. Who knows?
I beat the system.
You didn't beat the system. You just challenged the system. It's going to come back and hit you in the face. But I mean, I go to work. I mean, my job is sporadic. I work in entertainment. I work in the biz. That's why I'm curious about the biz, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I go race cars or I go work on cars for fun. Right?
Right.
That's not my job. It's not a necessity. It's not something I have to strive to get better at. I enjoy it. I like the competition. I like...
Well, wait a minute. You don't try to get better at it?
No, I do. I do. I do, of course.
Okay.
But when you're a race car driver, or let's say you're the pitcher for... What baseball... Name a sport team.
Red Sox.
Red Sox, sure. Or your Cubs. I don't know sport teams.
Oh, my God. No, Red Sox, dude. Get out of here.
All right, whatever. You must hate the Cubs anyway. They won the World Series. Come on.
No one can hate the Cubs for winning the World Series.
But a year after Back to the Future predicted it. Anyways.
Oh, they couldn't get that right, could they?
They couldn't just get that right. They couldn't predict that shit. But hey, so they're going to work. That's their job. Granted, it's really high paid, and it comes with a shit ton of benefits, and it's not a desk job. But how do you think they feel after a while? Do you feel like they're just punching the clock, or do you feel like it's exciting again? Or do you feel like that's why they do so many drugs, and a lot of them fall, they do stupid shit because they want to get out of the monotonous of, I got to go to practice, I have to go to this game, I get shipped to this country, this state, this city,
Totally. No, I get it.
Always on the road.
Well, I think you brought up a lot of points. So with sports, I mean, they've had numerous documentaries about it, mostly about... I think basketball, but because those guys travel a lot. But basically, it's kind of like half their salary actually goes towards their travel expenses and whatnot, you know, staying at hotels, or the reason why they have multiple houses or whatever. And they get into a lot of trouble because they don't, they come from nowhere and then they get a crap ton of money and they blow it. And then, their season ends or they get injured and then they're out on, on the streets and they're right back at square one. So that's a little different. You know, with that capacity of it. But then, I'm trying to remember, you brought up so many points. You were talking about, what were you talking about? I can't even keep track of all of it. It was so much. You said you were in entertainment. Will you get bored or not? Okay,
I do get bored. So, and that's why I venture out and do, but I'm not an actor. I'm not
I know. I know what you are.
I'm Spark Emotion.
But here's the thing. So... You know as well as I do, we love what we do, right? Our trade professions and what we like to do.
Well, you try to choose a career you want to stick with, and ours just happens to be entertainment.
Anything you do that, I play video games, for example. I play Xbox, right? But after 8 or 9 hours of Xbox, I'm still going to get bored with it. I'm not going to play the same game for 8 hours. I might switch it up or do something different. That's why people buy multiple games, right? So, same thing with the career. Of course you're going to... have the doldrums every once in a while, I gotta do the same thing, it feels very monotonous. But at the same time, when you take a step back and you look at what you're doing, you're like, damn, what I do, it's pretty cool. Not everybody gets to do it.
No.
It's fun. And,
well, that's where you get the egos from, too, sometimes.
Sure. Well, and it's most tough of the time. Because you can't, it's hard to, because we come from what you call the biz, other people don't work the biz, so...
Show biz,
It's one of the things where it's it's hard to explain to other people, because you're not always doing the same thing, even though you're doing the same thing. Because sometimes, in the biz, shit happens, and you have to adapt, and you have to come up with other things. The only thing I can think of is, military, secretary, she might run out of ink in her printer or something, and they gotta switch it up, I don't know, but,
it's blue ink today.
For us, sometimes it can go horribly wrong really fast. And you have to adapt quickly and make split-second decisions. So in that sense, that is entertaining. When you're in entertainment and when something goes wrong and you got to fix it, that's more entertaining than being in entertainment.
It's true. I mean, I get joy. When a show goes without issues, a live show.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bored of it. It gets boring. Yeah. It gets really. But as soon as something goes wrong, you're like, you're worried, and you're like, your adrenaline's going at that moment because you're like, oh shit, oh shit. But after the moment, you're like, that was fun. This is why I do this job. This is why I do it.
Right. Well, here's the funny part,
other
too.
Other than the fact you like to see kids cry. I mean, laugh.
Right. Happy,
whatever
it's
it is.
It's not just kids. Adults, too. But
adults, yeah. They probably cry, too.
Yeah. No, but here's the point. That's funny, too. When you are bored at work, okay, let's be honest here. Every once in a while.
Did you just go here?
Yeah, shut up.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, I did.
I'm just...
when you are bored, you have to admit, you find ways of entertaining yourself, right?
Your accent is getting so much stronger. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Well, that's what happens when you transfer positions.
So go on, say what you were saying again.
I was just saying, like, when you're doing your job on a normal day, you find things to occupy your time, right? You're entertaining yourself, so to speak. Like, you're not 100% professional sometimes, is what I'm getting at.
So you're trying to say that I'm going to work in entertainment to make entertainment for people, but while I'm working to make entertainment for people at my entertainment job, I'm looking at my own phone for entertainment to entertain myself while I'm doing entertainment.
It could be phone, it could be anything, you know? Like, come up with some random game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It could be a variety of things.
Or just doing nap time.
Well, I guess it entertains your mind in your dream state, I don't know. But, whatever.
So with us working in entertainment biz, called the biz, so let's say you work at an amusement park, right? And you work in the entertainment part of it. Would you consider the people who work for, like, attractions or for ride operations, would you consider them part of the biz? I personally don't think I would, because they work a monotonous job, and it's not, like, even the mechanics who work on it, I mean, come on, they're working on the same thing. They're not creating...
On who you're talking to, because, like, anything can be entertaining. Like, you can go to, I don't know, like, terrible idea, but you go to Burger King and someone's at the counter taking your order, but if they're wearing a Burger King crown and they're like, "Good day, sir," you know, like, they're trying to entertain you taking your order, or if someone's stepping on a ride, like,
but that's not the biz.
But I'm just saying, you ask, they're trying to entertain people. Like, if they're trying to get on a ride and they're in character, so to speak, and welcoming them to the ride, you could argue that could be a form of entertainment. Especially if you're a guest. If you're someone that doesn't frequent the place, it could be a guest. But I know what you mean. But I want to get back to what you were talking about, the other point I was saying, because you were talking about people get bored and do drugs and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did say that.
I like to think that part of that is true. They get really bored with their lives because they don't have... I mean, with all that money you have, you get bored. Like, you've done everything 100 times. You know who I like to compare myself to? And I'm so glad I'm about as far away as I could possibly be from that guy.
Adolf Hitler.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, alright. I was way off.
That fool, like, for example, I think he only does Mission Impossible movies now just to prove a point that he can run fast, that he can hold on to fucking planes, and he can climb really tall skyscrapers, because what's the point? Like, he's so bored. He's like, "I got so much money, I don't know what to do, I'm crazy, I worship aliens, but, you know, on the side note, like, fuck it, if I die today climbing a building or flying off a fucking plane, then so be it." You know, like, I feel like he's the perfect example of, like, he's so fucking bored, he doesn't know what to do with himself. You know what I mean?
I just can't get over the fact that you sound like Mark Wahlberg right now.
I'm sorry. Is it coming out too strong? I'm having a beverage.
I think it's amazing.
I'm having a beverage. I'm sorry.
Matt moved far away, and now he sounds like a hick. Or what do you call him? I don't know. He doesn't sound like a hick. He sounds like a Boston. A Bostonite. A Bostonite. What do you call him out? Bostonian?
Bostonian? Whatever. All right.
No, it's true. I mean, you get bored, and I appreciate the performers. Like, was it Chris Tucker, who did the Rush Hour movies with Jeff
Chan? Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So Chris Tucker, I appreciate his comedy. He's funny. I mean, some people don't like him, but he literally did a few movies and he disappeared. He stayed out of the limelight, and someone interviewed him not too long ago, probably maybe a couple of years, but time flies fast around
here.
Sure
does.
And they asked him, like, "Are you going to plan on doing any movies?" And he's like, no, he doesn't really plan on getting back in the limelight. He did a Netflix special, I think, recently. For stand-up comedy, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. But he hasn't, like, he went in that interview, too. He was talking about how he bought he owns his house. He bought his mom a house. He lives off his residuals.
Yeah.
Like, he stood out of the limelight, and he just did it for, you know, he only does it choice things, and he does a lot of independent things, and it's like...
That's great.
And I feel like that's the way to go as a performer, to stay out of the limelight. I think the ones who are in the limelight, personally, are ones who say they don't want it, but they want it. They want that attention. Well, a lot of them do.
Let me ask you this. Can you go back to the golden age of Hollywood where actors belong to studios? I mean, once again, I got to go back to my boy Tom Cruise. Like, Your boy Tom Cruise.
Because he's your height, right?
For Paramount.
4 feet
totally
eight.
He's like a Paramount guy. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. He doesn't really do much outside of Paramount. And,
well, yeah, they got him to work, so of course he's going to keep going back to him.
Right. But my point is, like, back in the day, actors belonged to studios. You know what I mean? Like, they that was their bread and butter. That's where they worked. If they were... you know, Lionsgate or whatever. But the point I'm making is, when you have that kind of relationship, right, when an actor belongs to a studio, they get hot, so to speak, you know, like they do a couple, like, for example, Scarlett Johansson. Now, I don't know if she belongs to any particular studio, but, like, you know, she had a major hit, and then she kind of came out of nowhere, and now she's, like, the leading lady. Like, they're having, Hollywood's having a hell of a time right now trying to find male leads that are young. You know, they have a couple like Channing Tatum, but like, if he's not dancing or doing weird stuff, it's kind of like, you know, he's not, they haven't found replacements for like Harrison Ford, Bruce Willis, Mel Gibson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone.
Well, they're trying to like Dwayne Johnson, and
Dwayne Johnson would be a good example of a decent guy that's doing it. You kind of have Vin Diesel a little bit.
You know who
is good right now is Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's the guy that kind of fills those roles. You know what I mean? He feels kind of like the average guy. You can kind of see him as an indie. Obviously, he's done a Jurassic Park. You can kind of see him as a Han Solo type. So he's like one of the few, but I can't really think of too many other people that can fill those roles. Does that make any sense? You know, they're trying to do younger people like Baywatch. I can't remember the friggin' douche in Baywatch right now.
You're gonna kill me on this. He's the.
I know, right?
He's Disney Channel.
Yeah, all the Disney Channel wannabes.
Oh my God, Eden? No.
Like Shia LaBeouf, like Jeff, that's Joe. That fool failed.
You're killing
like, they
me
tried
here.
To build him, and he failed it. He's such a wino. Like, no one cares to watch him on the screen.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me on this.
I know.
Who was it?
Zac Efron. And there's another one, too, that's a Disney Channel guru, but I can't remember who it is. They're trying to push him occasionally, too. But...
Who? Justin Timberlake?
Nah, he's not a film guy.
JT, he's a triple threat.
It was someone similar to Zac Efron. That's the problem. I can't remember who it was, but anyways.
Sure.
I don't know. But anyways, my point is, like, they can't find those guys to replace them, so it's really hard right now. So that's why those old guys are still doing movies, and that's why they're taking all these old guys and CGI and then making them look all friggin' young and shit. You know, like in Guardians of the Galaxy, it was Kurt Russell.
Oh, and Sylvester Stallone is in it, too.
Yeah, he is.
But I swear to God, when he came on the screen and he started talking, and since there was all these aliens around, I leaned over to my friend and I said, is he speaking English? Are they supposed to be subtitles? Because you can't understand him. You never could understand him.
Adrian!
Like, you never...
Of the behind the scenes?
You can never understand him. Like, how does he
must
have a speech coach. Like, Jackie Chan's on there having a speech coach, and so does freaking Sylvester Stallone, because he can't fucking speak the language. He's chewing it up and gurgling something out.
Yeah, Jackie Chan could probably speak a little better, that's for sure.
Oh, man, it was awful.
But it's funny how the... I don't know, we're getting off subject here. You got me thinking about Marvel again.
No, man. I was kind of hoping we weren't going to hit Marvel, but you brought it up when you said Chris Pratt, which I was kind of hoping you weren't going to bring it up, because
we were going to
podcast Marvel-free, Disney-free, and you ruined it. We were just talking about entertainment, so there's no real off-topic situation here. We're just going on the biz, and we're bantering.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead. So, anyways, that was a whole whirlwind about whole, like, so bored doing drugs or crazy stunts.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what do you think? I mean, you brought this whole situation up. I mean, obviously, entertainment biz, I mean, most people probably think the Hollywood limelight, maybe some music, that kind of stuff.
They don't think about the grunts.
There's Broadway. You know, people respect Broadway, obviously.
Yes.
You know who doesn't get any respect? Symphony.
What are you talking about? A lot of them do.
No, are you kidding me? Get out of here.
You serious? Like,
yeah, no, I am being serious. No, you be serious for a second.
No.
Entertainment, people in entertainment respect them. But, like, you're talking about the average Joe is going to buy tickets to go to the symphony on a regular basis? No. Get out of here.
People do, though. Like, I'm actually impressed. Like, they do every month or so for, like, 6 months straight. In some theaters, they do a sympathy.
Yeah. Well, Hollywood Bowl doesn't
count. I can't say the word. But anyways, they do an orchestra, and they do this whole thing, and it all depends on what they play. People come see Beethoven. I mean, one I want to personally go see is when they do Legend of Zelda. I think it's fantastic. They did Harry Potter. I mean,
things like that. But see, that's different, though.
How is that different?
Because they're basing it totally off of franchises that are popular to young people.
So what? It's still nice to go
Beethoven,
see.
You want
to
say Beethoven? Fine, sure, great. You know, Stanislavski, that's an actor, the directing. Shit, I gotta stop having my beverages right now. What's wrong with me?
You're adult of beverages?
Stanislavski, that is an acting technique. That is not what I was trying to say. Sikorsky, that's what I was trying to say.
Get your shit together.
I'm trying to.
God, you're all over the place.
I am all over the place. That's what it is right now. Alright, so anyways. Alright, so you're defending that people go see the symphony all the time.
People do. Like, people like to dress up and go to symphonies.
Broadway
symphonies.
Movies.
Symphonies? Symphonies.
Symphony.
Is there a P in there? Symphony? Symphony? Symphony.
Why are you doing this right now?
Because I can't say the word.
Symphonies. Hey, let's move on.
That's a hard word to say, and I'm sober.
You know what? You know what's interesting? We're talking about all this stuff, like...
What?
Where I'm at right now, art galleries are really in for some reason.
Exactly!
So, art gallery. I was going to say, like, entertaining and go to an art gallery and stare at a pink dot and, you know, contemplate life.
It's not a pink dot. It's a pink dot in the middle of, like, a bowl of soup or something.
I like the canvas is just all white.
Yeah. It's like, why are people like, oh my gosh. It reminds me. I was watching, it was the Daredevil episode, one of the first episodes of Daredevil. You watched Daredevil?
You brought Marvel back into this, not me.
STFU. And Kingpin is looking at this painting, and he buys it because the girl tells him to buy it. But it's literally, like, it reminds him of, like, I don't know, emptiness or some shit. But it's, like, a white paint, like a canvas of white and some gray on it. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
How much did he pay for that shit? I'll make that in my garage right now for half that price. Come here.
I know.
Isn't it crazy? Art is so subjective. Like, who made it and what made it and...
You know what's underrated too? I mean, people buy it all the time. Is comic books. They don't get their due. There should be like Academy Awards for like comic books. You know, like there's some artists out there.
I'm sure there's a comic award.
Shit.
There's probably comic awards. I don't know. You should know that more than I would.
Like I read them, but I don't.
Well, maybe you should look that up after we're talking.
Well, maybe I will. Maybe I sound really ignorant right now.
Maybe our next banter should be about award ceremonies.
All you professional people like Lee and Jeff Johns, I'm sorry. I'm sorry right now. All the people at IDW, forgive me. I read a lot of your books. So, anyways.
No Dark Horse, huh? You garbage.
Well, once I got rid of Star Wars, it's all, like, downhill. It's kind of like all the dark stuff, like, you know, aliens. They like their dark stuff.
They do Berserk.
Did they do Berserk?
No, they translate it.
Oh, okay.
From the Japanese language.
You know what? Dark Horse has a lot of beautiful artists. They do a great job. Yeah, so... But I'm actually really fond of the writers at IDW right now. I think they do great work. It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You should look into it. I'm not going to tell you more than that, because I know you don't know what I'm talking about.
Nope. But you got to look up if there's a comic... there has to be a comic awards. If there's music... I know it's not televised.
Well, they do get recognition, yes. There's, like, artists that are writers. They all get...
Yeah, of course. It's just not televised.
Because they advertise it in the books themselves. But to what... except that is, I don't know. The general public, for the most part, they don't even know what's going on. All I'm saying is, like, maybe they should put it on TV, you know?
Televise it like the Oscars and have, like, Hugh Jackman come out and do a whole thing.
I mean, shit, we got all these channels that put crap on, you know, like MTV. They could do, like, a 30-minute spot of comic book awards or something.
Maybe we should. Maybe this is our moment.
All right, well, maybe we'll do do that on Entertainment Banter. We'll give them their own awards. We'll get Entertainment Banter awards, you know, just for comics. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, you gotta have segments. You gotta have portions. You gotta have like a writer.
You gotta have start reading.
You gotta have an artist. You gotta have great paint. Like, do people hand color them still, or is it all computer based? Is it, you know, are we going with the Bette's director's cut? Is there, of course, there's cuts. I mean, they must draw all the panels out, and someone has to go around. I mean, who's all involved?
Well, that's editors, I'm sure.
The editors are involved, like best editor. There's no scores.
I know, but they don't have a lot of time these days. There's so many books out right now; it's kind
of
ridiculous.
A lot of competition out there.
Well, it's not even competition. It's like I think they're. I mean, you see it in the TV world too. It's just they're trying to get as much as they can, so they keep doing crossovers and keep trying to do all these other things. You gotta raise it up. Raise the bar. There we go. They're always trying to do better.
It's 2 minutes behind, by the way.
All right.
So I have 2 minutes of that.
Okay, fair enough.
No one knows what we're talking about. It's the time. We all keep a stopwatch.
We just keep
on the podcast. We don't want these things to go over 20, 35, 30 minutes.
That's right. We don't want to entertain you for hours on end.
What's another episode?
All right, this is kind of fun. I enjoyed this.
Entertainment banter. This is banter on what the hell.
Yeah, out of all our entertainment bantering, I don't think we've ever bantered about entertainment.
No, we didn't, and we could probably keep going.
We could do this all night. I've got a whole case of beverages, so I'm good to go.
We could probably figure out how to say symphony. Symphony. I did it.
There you go. Well, good job. You did it. Yay!
I did it, guys. I did it. Thank you. I like to thank all the writers out there who write for the comics. Steve Ditko, you don't get recognition that much, but I hear you're an asshole.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. And he doesn't show up to the comics. I mean, if you get Steve Ditko's autograph.
Maybe he's too busy doing good work.
I don't know. I think Stanley screwed him over.
Oh, fair enough. I don't know.
I think he screwed him over big time, because when he sold Marvel, was it his to sell? I mean, Ditko was involved in Marvel a lot. Ditko and Stan Lee created Marvel, right? Them two? It's just...
Yeah, but I mean, Stan Lee created a lot of the individual characters, so I don't know how that works.
No, Ditko was involved a lot of
Not that. On all of the characters.
Not all of them, no.
No, some of the major players, though, I'm pretty sure were just Stan Lee. I could be wrong.
We probably should do some more research.
We probably should, but that's why we said this entertainment banter, not entertainment know-it-alls, for sure.
Nope. Like... So...
We're just average guys that work for living people. If you don't want to listen to us, you know, there's other podcasts that have been on there for about 2 years that they don't update or anything. So.
If you leave comments, we'll probably read your comments on, I want to say the air, just on recording. Edited. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, they might be like 3 years late, but who cares?
You make us popular, we'll do this live. Who knows? It'd be awful.
Yeah,
Take phone calls.
Oh, God. Yeah, call in.
I want to leave you with this note, though, because I think we're going to come to an end. We talked about earlier how we thought maybe movie stars or race car drivers or baseball players or musicians, after a while it gets monotonous and they're just coming in, and that's why they do drugs and all that, right?
Yeah.
How do you not do drugs? How do you think porn stars feel about sex?
You promised you weren't going to bring that up. That was my idea.
I think it's great. I mean, do they... Here, you can ponder that, but let's just add a little more to that question. Do you think when they look for someone to settle down with, and they want to, you know, do they look for someone they want to have sex with, or they look at someone who, like, I don't want to have sex with you, probably perfect?
It's easy money, dude. It's easy money. You know, if you enjoy banging and, I don't know, if you have no cares of what other people think of you, you know, you get a thrill out of that, then it's easy money. I mean, porn industry is so lucrative, it's not even funny.
So lucrative.
Yeah.
Even with the amateur shit still, it's still very lucrative.
Oh, yeah, no question. But listen, you can't show the time and then ask this question. This is, like, topic for another time. And I just want everybody to know, too, like, I'm not an avid porn watcher. I've seen my porn in my days, but I'm telling you right now, it's like... It's so lucrative, you know what I mean? But here's the thing about that kind of business. If you do it, you've just laid out all your cards on the table. It's really hard. There's very few people that started that way and got out of it. Does that make sense? Like, to move on to bigger, better things. To become more established or more respectable, as it were. You know what I'm saying?
Let's find an actor who's made it out.
There was one that just happened. I was reading an article the other day. I can't remember her name, but I was reading, like, former porn star becomes, you know, I don't know, successful or something. Makes it to Hollywood. Becomes part of the biz.
Well, I mean, porn's part of the biz. It's a different, it's the dark side of the biz. It's the untalked about, it's like the unmentionables of the biz.
Hey, I got a really stupid question. Is Playboy out of business? They stopped, right?
They don't do it anymore. I think they stopped making prints.
Okay.
But you can still get digital.
So the just the magazine itself is done.
I think so. I believe so. And to be quite honest, I kind of liked getting Playboy for the articles.
You're so full of shit.
No, I'm not.
Oh my god, you are so ridiculous.
I will not lie.
Straight face. Get out of here.
The pictures in there were nice, but the comments, I submitted to some of the jokes. I tried to submit.
Oh shit, just stop. Oh, good times. Good times.
Well, on that final thought.
Yeah, that was a good one. Alright, well, thanks for listening to Entertainment Banter. I am Matt.
And I am Joel. Done.